Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. As, again, we launch here in hour number three of the program. 800-259-9231. Right back into the phone calls. Brad in New Hampshire, you are a law enforcement officer, and you were telling us a moment ago, Brad, that there's a bit of a conflict, an internal conflict that you're having. Oh, and it's about the Second Amendment, and you're a big fan of the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. You're a believer. You like what it says. You don't necessarily agree with the Supreme Court's interpretation that does say that the government can regulate firearms under certain circumstances. And you told us, as I understood, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that one of those circumstances was that when you are called into like a domestic disturbance or something like that, you have to take their firearms and ammunition away. Did I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
That's everybody who has a domestic disturbance, whether they call it in or whether the neighbor calls it in.
Whether it involves a firearm or not?
Well, our laws say that we have to seize deadly weapons that could have been used, were threatened to have been used, or, you know, the possibility exists that they could be used.
So, if it's a husband and wife just, you know, in a yelling match and the guns are locked up in a gun case, then they you'd still have to take them.
There would have to be a law violation. I mean, there would have to be an arrest that comes out of it. And, you know, if there's
no mandatory arrest. In some states, they mandate that one person be arrested.
Somebody's got to go to jail.
We have, the only thing we have mandatory arrest for is violation of a protective order. So, I mean, there's no mandatory arrest. Generally, if someone assaults somebody else and there's an injury, we generally always make an arrest. But if someone just shoved somebody else and, you know, they got into an argument and, you know, we're able to sit down and talk with them and, you know, the person who got shoved says, oh, I don't want anything done, you know, we'll leave. Because making an arrest in a situation like that would just make things worse. Because, you know, people get upset.
Thank goodness for that, Brad. I'd just like to say another point to the New Hampshire police, because just showing that things here are just a little bit more free than the rest of the country. And in so many places, there is no discretion. They go in, they pick somebody to arrest. Usually it's the man. And there you go. They consider that problem solved. But you guys go and you actually talk to people.
It sends people's families into the toilet because they get caught up in the court system. They got to pay for attorneys. People are ordered to anger management. People are ordered to stay away from each other. I mean, it rips people's families apart.
These people that you're dealing with can't afford that kind of destruction in their lives. I mean, not that anyone can really afford it, but it's not like these are the wealthiest of people to where, you know, taking daddy out of the house for several weeks is going to be no big deal. This is a big deal.
You know, these domestic laws, especially the restraining orders, I mean, I have a real problem with them because they're so easy to get, and it essentially is, you know, you're, again, back to the Second Amendment, you go out and get a restraining order, and, you know, people lie on these things. And as soon as someone goes out and tells a lie, then all of a sudden we, you know, the police will come and take guns away. And this is what's something that I've just come to realize, and, you know, I've been thinking a lot about it, and, you know, we're all individually supposed to uphold the Constitution. I mean, am I only supposed to uphold the Constitution in the context that those nine people say it's appropriate? I mean,
if no one has ever told you that specifically, if that wasn't part of your agreement in signing up for the duties of a law enforcement officer, then I would say no. That is not your responsibility.
I guarantee you, if I was to go with the argument, I'm not going to do that because it's unconstitutional, I will be fired.
Really? But cops don't get fired for killing people, man.
Look, you if you
could deal some drugs and probably not get fired.
If you step out of protocol, it's something entirely different. You know, I mean, you're not only telling your chief to go, you know, take a flying leap. You're telling the union.
Who am I to overrule what the courts say? And this is exactly why I would be in trouble. And to anyone out there who, you know, people make the argument, well, the Second Amendment is about a militia. It is not. It is amongst nine other amendments that have to do with individual rights. There's no such thing as a group right.
No, certainly not.
And the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It has to do with the people being able to be armed to protect themselves against a tyrannical government.
Right. It mentions right in there militia. So, I mean, it's pretty clear that it's talking about, at the very least, taking out another government, if not our own.
Let me go back to the situation you were talking about. I want to understand it a little bit better, where you get called to a domestic disturbance. You go in, you talk to the guy. Let's say a crime was committed. Let's say he decked his wife or something like that. And, you know, you need to make an arrest. What is your requirement as far as ascertaining where the firearms are? I mean, you say that there's like a box that you have to check that says that you confiscated the weapons or whatever. Well, what if you just say, oh, I didn't see any guns out, so, okay, check. Do you have to go through a room-by-room search and, like, turn out drawers and stuff?
The box that you're speaking of, that has to do with the actual protective order. If there's an arrest for, say, you know, someone calls 911 and someone say there's a real crime, like, you know, someone punches somebody and breaks their nose, I mean, and that certainly, in my opinion, is absolutely, cause for police action and court action. If that was to happen, it is the job of the police to investigate whether there's deadly weapons there or not, to take them, and for the person to get it back, they have to get a court order that orders the police to return it. So even if there's no restraining order...
How far do you have to go in the investigation, though? Do you just ask the guy, say, hey, you got any guns around? If he says no, investigation over? Or do you have to go and, like, turn through all of his drawers and, dig around?
That would be absolutely unconstitutional. I would ask the guy, and then if he says no, then I would ask the other party involved. And if they said yes, ask, you know, could I please have their permission to get said firearm? And if they said no, we are required to do a search warrant to take the firearm.
But you couldn't do a search warrant right then and there. You'd have to arrest him and leave, right?
Well, you can. I mean, under our state laws, we can call a judge on the phone and the phone, take an oath over the phone and say, you know, okay, hey, Judge, I'm outside of a house. I see some people in there that look underage. They're drinking alcohol. They won't let me in.
But you would never do that.
I've never done that.
Okay.
I've never done that. In fact, not long ago, I got called to a loud noise complaint where there was a party going on inside. I knocked on the door. Someone, flipped open the shades. I heard, oh, F, it's the cops. And then everything got silent, and I kept knocking on the door, and no one answered. And I just sat there laughing, and, you know, I was like, hey, Barry Cooper's not here.
And what could you do? I mean, could you do anything in that case?
He could.
No, he couldn't do anything.
He didn't have probable cause. Someone said OF.
They can't do anything. And you know what? They quieted down. The neighbors were happy, and I walked away, and I really don't care. You know, as long as the neighbors are happy, and no one inside is getting hurt.
Okay. Well, then what the rules you're talking about following aren't as egregious as they sounded at first. I mean, if you don't have to go through and, you know, turn through people's drawers and just trash the house looking for guns,
He does have to follow. First off, it's bad. There are bad laws. Let's say, for instance, a convicted felon can't carry a gun on his hip.
Yeah,
and Brad would have to, if he knew something about it, would be obligated to enforce that.
No, he may not be obligated.
Why not?
As I understand it, Brad, there's very little to obligate you to enforce these laws, right? There are very few laws that are actually mandatory arrests.
Well, that is true. However, the term dereliction of duty when it comes to internal police department discipline is very broad, and it would be very easy for an administration to say you're derelict in your duty. A felon in possession of a firearm is a serious offense. You didn't do anything.
What kind of punishment would you face for a dereliction of duty?
Well, something willful, knowingly, and purposefully, you could be fired.
Yeah, but, okay, that's not that bad. I mean, you could still move on and get on with your life. It's not like you're going to a jail cell.
But you'll never be a cop again.
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
It's not like you're going to a jail cell. There's no real consequences for that beyond losing
your job without kind of warning is a big consequence.
Oh, there'd be an investigation, right? I mean, it wouldn't be like they just axe you. There's always a process when it comes to bureaucracy. So you'd know about it.
Yeah, and this is the problem I'm in because I love my job. I love working in law enforcement. I love where I work. I love the people I work for. But the more I think about these things, and this is just not something that most people think about. You know, you read the Constitution, shall not be infringed. You know what? And how is me going to someone's house? You know, I arrested a gentleman for being an armed career criminal because he had 3 violent felonies, and he's doing 10 years in state prison right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was carrying a stolen handgun. And, you know, the fact that it was stolen, that's completely separate. Pretend it wasn't stolen. You know, I still would have arrested him, and he still would have done 10 years. But how is that not a violation of his rights? If we're going to operate under the Constitution, why don't we amend it to say your rights shall not be infringed unless you are convicted of this? And
let's keep the discussion going. Brad, hang on if you got the time. More on the way. 800-259-9231. conflict internally over
crisis of conscience
over what one has to do to get a paycheck. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go back to Brad on the line in New Hampshire, Brad, a law enforcement officer with a bit of an internal conflict over one of the things. Well, I'm sure that you have a conflict over a few of the things they have you do as part of your duties. But the one you're talking about tonight is related to the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. You're a big fan of the Second Amendment, and you swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, which is why you have a problem when you're called on to a call, perhaps a domestic violence call or something like that, where, you know, somebody got shoved or hit and there wasn't necessarily a gun involved in the actual crime, but you're instructed to ascertain whether there are any weapons in the immediate vicinity in that person's household, for instance. And if so, you are instructed to confiscate them. And you're saying that that is not something that that really sits very well with you, and you wonder what to do about it. And here's my suggestion. I would say that most cops have, you know, if they've had this internal conflict, have just simply resolved it by saying, well, you know, I have to do my duty and do what I have to do to get my paycheck.
Right. If I really like the idea that guys like Bradley are out there, you know, pro-liberty guys.
Me too.
Looking out for the Constitution.
And if you were to be in a dereliction of duty in this particular way, and you were to, for instance, say you looked for the guns, you know, glance around, didn't see any guns, okay, check that box or whatever, you know, fill out whatever form you have to. And if they somehow found out, first of all, they'd have to find out that you had derelicted your duty. So I don't know how they would find that out. Somebody'd have to complain, or it'd be an internal affairs investigation or something like that. Seems unlikely that they'd know about it. But if they did find out, then they'd have to go through a process of trying to fire you over this. And if you did actually get fired, we've actually seen stories here of bureaucrats who've been fired off the job for like a 12-month period.
Yeah, a long time.
And during that period, they've sued the government. They've gone back and they've said, you know, this was wrongful termination. You can't fire me over this. I was upholding the Constitution by allowing this man to keep his firearms, and, you know, I'm going to fight you on this. And they came back and they fought their the government people, and they managed to get their jobs back.
I wouldn't fight him on that. No. If he could say, look, they discriminated against me because I'm a white guy or something like that, he might be able to get his job back.
But if not the Constitution.
Right, if you go out there and say, look, this is I feel that it's
violation. Who's tried that, though? Who's ever tried that?
Who would? Are you kidding?
You're not gonna get wrong.
The Constitution is what the Supreme Court says it is.
Well, you'd win in a court of public opinion here in New Hampshire. I can tell you that. Whether they give you the job back or not, it would seem to me that New Hampshire people in New Hampshire would be all in favor of what you did. I would think.
I don't think that many people would.
And if the Supreme Court says that Dred Scott is not a free man, then that's the way it is. Doesn't matter what the Constitution says. And that's the same in this situation. I mean, I bet you $1 million, if I had $1 million, that if I was to interject my opinion of this, which, you know, how can you have a differing opinion of this? The Constitution is not supposed to be a living document. It's supposed to be applied as it's written. And the Second Amendment says, shall not be infringed. You know, there's nothing else to it. It's quite simple.
What does the New Hampshire Constitution have to say about it?
Oh, the New Hampshire Constitution. I have it right here. As a matter of fact, I keep this one close to my heart. Actually, I thought I had it up. Basically, that it's Article 2A, and that every person in New Hampshire is allowed to own a gun carry a gun in the protection of himself, his family, and the state, or something like that.
But not you.
Except for me. Right. I can't touch anything that's considered a deadly weapon, which means
you can't touch a single round of ammunition, Mark. If you touch a round of ammunition, you're going to federal prison.
Really?
Not federal.
Federal prison. If you touch a single round of ammunition, it's in the Gun Control Act. But what is really lacking in common sense about this is if someone is that dangerous that you have to prohibit them from possessing a gun, first off, all you're doing is prohibiting them from getting a gun lawfully. And you know, I live right next to Manchester. Give me 20 minutes, I could go buy a gun.
Yeah, if you know the right people, it's easy.
Right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, maybe not with my haircut, because, you know, I don't have many hair grooming options, and I probably look, you know.
Like a cop.
Like a cop, yeah. I could put on a wig mullet or something, but,
yeah.
You know, the only reason Mark Edge does not own a firearm is because he is complying with that law. If a felon got out of jail and wanted to hurt somebody, they're going to get a gun. They don't
right.
care.
Sure.
If someone's going to hurt somebody, it doesn't matter if they can't possess a gun anyway.
It's the craziest thing. The convicts that do want to hurt people, they have guns
they
already.
They yep. will. They,
it's just
they
the
will.
Good ones that are trying to go straight and protect their family. They don't.
You're screwed. Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to bring this up to you guys because it's
yeah,
something I was thinking a lot about, and it's difficult. You know, I love my job. I love being able to help people. And, you know, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I think I do my job.
Well, you know, Brad, we'd rather have you out there than some sadist. So,
I agree. And I think that probably the only answer to this, Brad, is, and it's
a tough, political one, unfortunately.
It's basically that the only thing that you, the only thing you can arrest somebody for is something that you see.
Yeah.
So don't see it.
You know, and Ian, I know you say it's a political one, but let me tell you, with the failing of House Bill 1623, which what you've spoken about, to reduce the penalties for possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
The fact that the New Hampshire Senate killed it just it leads me down the same path that you talk about, that politics is useless, because it doesn't matter if your argument is correct. It doesn't matter if it's common sense. It just doesn't matter. You know, these people don't care.
Well, they know what's best, Brad. They know what's best. They're our superiors.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
anyway,
we'll see what happens. I haven't ruled it out entirely. I've just ruled it out for myself. I'm not going to get into the political activity, but for those who are still willing to play that particular game, they may have a chance here in New Hampshire. It seems like if there is going to be a chance for politics to be a successful method for change, it will be here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, but I'm skeptical still.
I love the Free State Project.
Yeah, I'm still skeptical, and I'm waiting to see what happens, but thank you for the call tonight, Brad. It's been a good one.
Thanks for not interrupting me.
Yeah, very informative.
Get out of here.
800-259-9231. Because as far as the police are concerned, unless you've got massive civil disobedience and a total transition to, like, a voluntary society, the only way to get the cops, to stop arresting people for that particular thing or to stop confiscating firearms in that particular situation would be a political change, would be a rule change at the political
either
level.
Either that or you would need enough police officers
to
on
disobey.
A given department. You,
right.
They are union, well... Technically,
right.
In this state, they're not unionized, but it's hard to fire the better chunk of a department. So if they just said, we're not enforcing
massive disobedience.
Right, but if the cops disobey and they organize it, that you don't even need a majority of people to stop enforcing that particular.
We're a long way away from that one.
Right. Well, you know, the convicts are an easy minority to go after. Nobody really cares about
it. Who will stand up for convicts, except for Free Talk Live?
Who would?
But with the way laws are now, almost everyone's committed a crime. So if you get caught, you're a convict. Does that
That's
mean
true.
You don't have your rights back ever?
1-800-259-9231. I can tell you, getting caught and going to jail wouldn't stop me from doing what I wanted. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can can even sit on the Sacroegy at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegy now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And, by the way, those features include updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today announcing our new high-quality cam feed that we've got going on right now at cam.freetalklive.com. We started the cam feed, oh, I don't know, what, 6 months ago or something like that? Feels like it's been a while, maybe even longer than that. I don't remember how long it's been, but anyway, we had this cam, and we didn't have a lot of bandwidth to stream it with, so we had to keep it the window had to be real small, and some people didn't really like that, but hey, it's free, so what do you want, right? But then I decided that this is pretty cool. People are watching the cam. Sometimes Stick AM, this website that we do the streaming with, stickam.com, sometimes they feature us on their front page. So I figure, well, it's time to step it up. Time to bump up the internet connection. Time to move up to...
It really was just a postage stamp. Now it's...
Yeah, it's much larger.
A couple inches by a couple inches, maybe.
Right, and now we're running it in high-quality mode, so not only is the screen larger, but also the frame rate is much better, so things are much more fluid. Of course, if you've got dial-up, it won't matter to you. We're talking about people that actually have broadband access. If you've got broadband, you can really get a good look here into the studio at cam.freetalklive.com, and so you would have found that out if you're on the updates list, because that's what you learn. You learn stuff like that.
If you've carrying around a couple extra pounds and you want to take them off, a diet that a friend of mine tried and lost 30 pounds on inside of a month, and I tried and lost a couple of pounds, actually about six, just doing over a couple of days' time, you can find out about it at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls, Bob in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard some calls about chemtrails. I didn't hear the beginning of that hour, but a friend and I were listening with our mouths open wide. We couldn't believe what you were saying. My impression is that none of you people believe in chemtrails.
I don't really care. First of all, I think it's pretty ludicrous, though there have been some examples in the past of governments spraying chemicals. As you said, Mark, when we lived in Florida, they sprayed malathion all over everything, and everybody even knew about that one. So, yeah, is there a possibility that they could be spraying things?
It's not like Ian speaks for me either. I would say that the possibility exists that the government's trying to control the weather. I don't think they're controlling
our minds. What about the
mines? That's
what about poisoning you?
Ludicrous stuff. Maybe, just maybe, the stuff they're trying to use to control the weather might be not good for us. I'm willing to even concede that, but I just don't. It doesn't seem like they'd be successful, and I'm really skeptical of the whole thing.
Nick, your thoughts?
I think that maybe in an isolated case or two, you know, they have sprayed chemicals, either to test weapon systems, test new pesticides, stuff like that, maybe even try to do weather experiments. But as a general trend, no, I think it's ludicrous to say that they're trying to control weather patterns on a large scale.
All right, well, let me tell you what my friend and I thought. Now, I'm 57 years old, and so is he. And okay. I mean no disrespect to you by saying what I'm about to say, but we kind of came to the conclusion that maybe you couldn't see it because because you were so young. I figure you're all in your 20s, right?
I'm not.
No?
No. I'm 37.
Oh, well, you sound younger than that.
Okay.
But the point is that we all, like, everyone I know who's my age, we always say, like, the first time that we saw them was, like, 1996 or 1997, that no matter who you talk to, they always seem to say that that's when they noticed the difference. And the difference was, and I remember the first night I ever saw them.
It's on the night, huh?
Well, it was an evening. It was evening. I mean, the sun was setting, but you could still see.
Mm-hmm.
There was just basically up until that point, contrails always have, what I experienced all my life. They have a sort of a uniform dispensation, and it's always sort of that they turn invisible after about 20 minutes. Excuse me. Whereas these chemtrails do not separate in your uniform kind of fashion. They sort of have lumps on them. And what there's sort of been a change since 1997 how they apply them. But I will say this, it's like clockwork. Any time 10 hours before we're going to get a rainstorm, they come and there's like, see where I live, there's not a lot of jet trail in this, a lot of jet traffic in the sky. You might see.
Me either, but we do get rain.
Before we go on here, Bob, let me see if I can understand where you're coming from. Are you one of the chemtrail believers that believes it's weather modification? Do you believe it's mind control? Do you believe it's that they're poisoning people? What's your story?
I think they're trying to modify the atmosphere.
But do you understand that there are people out there that believe that the chemtrails are about mind control and about poisoning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's the purpose of modifying the atmosphere?
My understanding is that it's one of the uses is over the ground radar. That by making the atmosphere a plasma, they can use over the ground radar, over the horizon radar, anywhere on the planet. Now that's just one. I mean, I also suspect that they probably.
I don't claim to know a lot about radar, but what? So if you're in Montana or wherever it is you are, Pennsylvania. What do you need to have radar for exactly? We worried about the Chinese coming in dropping bombs or something? What's the reason for that?
Well, I think what it is that if they were going to, let me clear my throat. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's probably the chemicals.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, I think what they're trying to do is modify the global atmosphere so that they can use this over the horizon radar anywhere in the world. But be that as it may, I want to bring out a point before time is up. 10 hours before any rainstorm is coming through, any rain system, we, as I say, normally here at any given time, if you look in the sky, you might see two jets. Then 10 hours before there's going to be a rainstorm coming through, all of a sudden we have like half a dozen jets just spraying the junk all over the sky. I mean,
saying that they're doing that to create rain?
I'm saying that they're basically setting it up so that when the rain comes through it, it disperses it somehow.
So you're saying they're doing it to make it so it doesn't rain?
No, I'm saying that whatever it is that they're trying to do, they use the storm to spread it, to disperse it.
Ah, okay. Now why doesn't somebody who's like really interested in this, because it seems like there's so many people that are interested in it, why doesn't somebody actually go ahead and get in their plane and follow one of these guys, see where they go?
That's been attempted, but partly I know that one of the answers is that they're pretty high up there, that most civilian craft aren't, you know, what you would have available to you as a civilian probably wouldn't get up to the levels that they're
doing. I see. Okay, but so what are you going to do about it exactly? I mean, if they are actually trying to modify the atmosphere for their radar purposes, what are you going to do about it? Doesn't really sound that devious to me.
Well, really, there's not much that you can. I mean, you know, you can write your congressman and you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't bother with that crap. They certainly don't listen. I've written them about all kinds of things.
I'll go through Downsize DC
that aren't as easily dismissed as chemtrails are, and I don't get any. The only response I get is, "Thank you for writing us a letter.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do whatever we want. Goodbye."
Okay, so that's one option. What else? What else?
I really don't know.
Yeah, there's not much that the average person can do about it.
I mean, you want to get
assuming that it's so, and I'm somewhat skeptical. I just don't know what we can do about it.
So you're concerned about this because it's what, wasting taxpayer dollars? What's your concern here?
I think it does pollute. I think that
pollute. What,
yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there's been some analysis that.
Where did those chemicals come from? They got them out of the ground, probably, right? I mean, they took the chemicals out of the ground, now they're spraying them, they're going back into the ground. I'm not saying it wouldn't pollute things, I'm just saying, well, I mean, the chemicals are natural, aren't they?
Well, yeah, although it's, you know, what you might have in the ground might be measure that you would have coming
right,
out.
You don't want concentrations of things.
Right. Let's go back to something, I think it was Nick that was talking about earlier, that the federal government's military is the biggest polluter by far. I mean, dumping all kinds of just
nasty
stuff.
Well, the federal government is, yeah, and the military is the biggest polluter amongst the government.
Right, and they've never been stopped from their polluting, so odds are probably good that you're not going to ever be able to stop this if it's really actually going on. So once again, I ask, what is the purpose of all this? What is the purpose of even talking about it if you yourself don't believe anything can be done? We'll let you answer that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so join those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Want to help support the show? Then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Wait a minute, I'm lost. AMP! I'm all confused here. Yes, AMP, you go there and you can help us get on more stations. So it's all the chemicals, the chemtrails.
Yeah,
it's confusing. Spraying here. You can get us on more stations, you can get more internet listeners on board with the show, bring new people to the message of, well, we haven't been talking about liberty too much tonight, but generally we're pretty liberty-oriented on this program. It is the show about anything, and that is true. You can really
tonight
call in.
Tonight it's about chemtrails.
You can really call in and bring up anything. Well, that's what the callers have decided to do.
Yep, is, that's what the show's about.
Is talk about that. So, but if you like the show, help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. And I should say amp-only call-in lines. In addition, the amp-only call-in lines are now toll-free. So
that's pretty cool.
There were a handful of people before that they couldn't really afford the long distance to call in, as I understood it, on the old AMP call-in lines, which were just New Hampshire area codes. So now you have a toll-free number, and that email went out to all the amplifiers today. So you'll get access to that, too, if you AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Bob in Pennsylvania. So, Bob, just had another question for you before we move on here. I wanted to give you a chance to answer it, because you yourself have admitted that as a believer in the chemtrail conspiracy, you don't really think anything tangible can be done about it. So what's the point of even talking about it if you don't believe anything can be done?
I think maybe bringing it into the mass consciousness, and then if you could determine any kind of environmental damage, that, you know, it could be fought that way. In other words, people have to be cognizant of the fact that it's a threat, apparently, to their health. And then,
right, but I understand that certainly there's a segment of the population out there, and I don't know how large it is. There's a segment of the population out there that will agree with you, but there's also a segment of the population that is like us. We're open-minded enough to listen to you, but we're going to, you know, not really take it too seriously or brush it off and move on with our lives, because we'll realize there's nothing to be done about it. And then there's another segment of the population that's absolutely going to consider you a nut job, a Looney Tunes, and they're going to just laugh at you. So, I mean, do you think you're really ever going to get to that critical mass that you'll need to actually have some sort of change spontaneously occur?
Well, that's the $50,000 question, I guess. I really don't know.
Good luck to you, Bob. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I think you presented the case as well as anyone could.
Let's go to your phone calls here on the AMP line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, I just had a comment about all the conspiracy theory stuff.
Yes, sir.
Now, I think it doesn't really, like you've been saying, it doesn't really matter whether it's true or not. And I just wanted to say, you know, something to kind of clarify what I think you've been saying about it. Okay, what does it tell us? The government is bad. We understand that.
Sure.
So what extent will the government go to? They will kill you. What do? Oppose the government.
Right.
You don't have to talk about all these mysterious, shadowy conspiracies to know this stuff.
I'm with you completely.
I agree, and the more mysterious and the more shadowy the conspiracy is, the more likely people are to write you off as a nut. And what I can show you is that the government is a violent organization full of people that are willing to do whatever it is that they feel like doing in order to keep power and to enslave you and to take your money away
from you. The first story
was
proof.
Easily.
The first story tonight was an example of exactly that. The guy
right.
who was gave a girl a ride and got his car stolen from him by the cops for operating an illegal taxi.
Right. We don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into the realm of crack pottery or fiction or whatever it is that people may label chemtrails. We can talk about real facts that everyone can get.
Sure, and we're striking at the root as well. It's not that we bring up the taxi story to say, well, we need to change these laws. We need to make sure we get in there and change these laws so anybody can go out and drive taxis if they want to drive a taxi. No, the root of the issue is government control and regulation. The issue is government regulating anything whatsoever, and actually the real issue is government itself. And that's what I like to try to strike at on this program, and it's exactly what you were saying, Dan. If people want to oppose the evil things they see government doing, whatever evil it is, if they want to oppose it, they have to oppose the concept of government. There's no amount of people that you can elect to governmental positions that's going to significantly reform the way government operates. It's part of how government does its business is that it threatens people. And that it uses force. And that's what needs to be opposed. But the people that are promoting the chemtrail conspiracy or the 9/11 thing or, JFK or, fill in the blank, Bilderbergers, whatever, the people promoting that are not promoting anything significant as far as striking at a root. They're just, they're hacking at the branches and, at best, they're calling for change to government. That's all. That's all most of them call for. We've actually talked to them on the air where they've said things like, well, we just need to elect good government. Oh, you don't get it, do you?
It wasn't good government in place when JFK was in office? I mean, he was the Democrat, right?
Any other thoughts, Dan?
Didn't good government get us into Vietnam? LBJ was a Democrat, right?
How about Korea?
I don't know. Yeah. You're testing.
World War I, for that matter. Wilson, isn't he a hero?
Yeah, it's a mess. The fact is, you can't trust government, period.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And you don't need conspiracy theory to prove that. That is easily
provable.
That's
my point, yeah.
Any other thoughts, Dan?
Well, yeah. I mentioned that the question is, once we've established and agree that we need to oppose the government, the question is how. And I don't know how much time I have to go into this, but how familiar are you with the concept of agorism?
Agorism, yes. I like the idea. Why don't you explain what it is? Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, it's the idea that the government's monetary system is inherently self-cannibalizing
mm-hmm.
because, their secret weapon is they can create money, but that weakens their own money supply. So the idea is if you use barter currency, gold and silver like the Liberty Dollar and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and try to move all of your economic activity or as much as possible outside of the mainstream economy, not only are you not taxed and not regulated and not inflated, but you're starving the beast. Every time you make a trade and the government doesn't get a piece of it, you're that much freer and the government starves just a little bit more.
Yeah, the idea of agorism is that people operate as much as possible outside of the system, if you will, or fully in the marketplace, whether that be black market activity or under the table activity, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it. The idea is to operate as much as possible outside of the purview of the system and encourage others to do the same, so that eventually things shift to outside of the system as opposed to inside of it.
And here's a problem I have with it. It costs money. It's not a cheap alternative. It's not a poor man's game. If I were to, say, want to get paid by Ian in gold and silver, then he would have to, you know, buy the gold and silver, which there's premium on. I mean, you know, you don't get coined gold and silver for free. And then either I would have to pay that premium, or I may not accept from him the, you know, if you're giving me an ounce of silver, well, I'm looking today on the charts here, and it looks like an ounce of silver is worth $17.10. That's what you can pay me at. So then there's that difficulty, trying to figure out what the premium's worth. And then, you know, if I've got to pay my bills, I've got to transfer that silver into Federal Reserve notes.
And then transfer those into, like, money.
And put them in a bank.
Money orders.
Therefore just, serves the banks. Or I put them in money orders and that kind of thing. So that's going to cost. It costs money. Every time you do money changing, all you have to do is take $100 and start switching it from United States dollars to Canadian dollars to British sterling to euros to drachma to yen and yuan and all that
other
stuff.
Mark, no one ever said this would be easy.
You have no money.
No one ever.
It costs money.
No one ever said this would be easy.
At this point, you know, it's only going to sell to people who, you know, to whom liberty is more important than, you know, the comfortable prison cage. So, you know, right now you can sell it to a libertarian and say, hey, you can do this right now and not get taxed to that extent. As it builds infrastructure and as more and more capital gets invested into it, then you're going to start to see black and gray market, or we call it counter-economic, farms. There's already counter-economic farms in my area, in fact. You know, people accept gold and silver. And, you know, then finally medicine, protection, eventually. That's the goal.
Right, and eventually it will be. Eventually the marketplace will create alternatives to the government's coercive models, and people will voluntarily choose those alternatives.
No, I like it, but it doesn't sound easy.
Well, no,
oh, hell no.
But you just have to get to the point where everyone's trading in alternate currencies, and if you have silver, you can pay me in silver, and there's no exchange. The exchange problem you're talking about is a real one. But once enough people do it, you don't have that problem anymore because silver is money.
It's a cool philosophy. Agorism, you can go to, what, agorism.info. Is that one of the good sites, Dan?
That's correct.
All right, very good, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Sorry to Mike and Tony who are hanging on. If you were on hold, we didn't get to you. Just call back tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.